On this week's Piano Jazz, we bring you a program from 1985 with Marian McPartland and her guest, pianist-composer Carmen McRae. Carmen began her piano lessons when she was 8 years old. Her love of music led her to a career performing with other great musicians and as a solo artist, assisted early on when she came to the attention of famous jazz pianist Teddy Wilson.
Do you know this song written by Teddy Wilson? It's the little things that mean so much. Just a smile, a loving word and such. Ordinary things that happen every day. Forget me not in love's bouquet. Let me see. Like the kisses that your lips invite. Wee wee. Or your whisper when you say goodnight. May you never lose that sentimental touch. It's the little things that mean so much.
What a nice song, Carmen.
I just thought of it. I used to do this song at the piano when I used to play and sing, you know, before becoming a stand-up singer. I used to do that in the club, and I don't know what made me think of it now. It just happened to pop in my mind.
Thinking of Teddy made me think of... I think somebody he was once married to, Irene Kitchings.
Yes, Irene Wilson.
Wasn't she somebody very influential in your career?
Oh, definitely. Without her, I wouldn't be sitting here, I think, now talking with you.
Is that a fact?
She was an absolutely marvelous, beautiful human being who was not only a great pianist. I mean, a good pianist. Very good, great pianist with these little bitty fingers.
I'm sorry, I never got to hear her.
Oh, that she couldn't stretch tense and things, but the chords that she used to come out with, the voicing of her.
Well, she wrote, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
I can't remember the name, but Some Other Spring.
Absolutely.
That's something you must have done.
Oh, yes, I was there with her. In fact, when she did Some Other Spring and I was around her, because she asked my opinion of, you know, certain things. And when she wrote these songs and Arthur Herzog wrote the lyric, she wanted Billy, of course, to record them. And I would sing them for Billy, for Lady. And that's how Lady heard these songs. Was through me, because I was around her. There was not a day for, I don't know, I mean, see, about 3 years, I guess, that I missed going by to see Irene unless she was away or, you know, or something. In fact, you know, I'm sorry we didn't, I'd like to include a song in this program of ours, of hers, that she wrote dedicated it to her aunt, because when she and her husband were having such a hard time, she was a very, very unhappy woman. And that's when I met her. And the aunt helped her a lot, mm-hmm. you know, kind of held her hand and told her, said, Irene, come on now, you know, life is too precious and beautiful. And after she got through listening to her aunt and coming through, she wrote this tune called I'm Pulling Through.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm pulling through, and it's because of you. When I was stranded, came your helping hand. Lonely, hurt, I had not known which way to turn. Till you said that's bad, not tears, just laugh and learn. I'm pulling through, and it's because of you. You made me see how lovely life could be. You lifted up my heart and made me count the cost to find I'd gained, not lost. When I thought that hope was really gone. You showed me I was wrong. Then you taught me how to carry on. Thanks for the lift in time, and thanks for the song I'm pulling through. And it's because of you I do the same for you. If your turn came, I hope it never will, 'cause I've been through the mill. I won't forget this debt I'm pulling through. I'm pulling through.
Oh my God, Carmen, that's a wonderful song. I'd forgotten about that. I have heard it, but not for a long time.
It's beautiful.
That's beautiful. I'd like to, you know, I'd like to try to play one behind you.
Okay.
Marvelous. You want to sing something? Let
you
me...
know, why not? You know, I did something with Nat Coles of the 40s. You know, I did an album with songs of his that had nothing to do with him as a stand-up singer, strictly as a trio. So anyway, this one is called, let's do Sweet Lorraine, which was definitely associated with Nat. Okay? How
yes.
about putting it? One, two, one, two, three. Uh-huh. I just found joy. I'm as happy as a baby boy with another brand new choo-choo toy. When I'm with my sweet Lorraine, 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 she's got a pair of eyes that are brighter than the summer skies. When you see them, you will realize why I love my sweet Lorraine. When it's raining, I don't miss the sun, 'cause it's in my baby's smile. And to think that I'm the lucky one that will lead her down the aisle. Each night I pray that no one will steal her heart away. I can't wait until that lucky day when I marry sweet Lorraine. Yeah, man. It's raining, I don't miss the sun,
'cause it's in my baby smile. And to think that I'm the lucky one who will lead her down the aisle. Each night I pray that no one will steal her heart away. I can't wait until that lucky day when I marry sweet Lorraine. Shoo-weep, sha-bo-bo-bo-ba-wee.
Oh, that's nice, Mary. Boy, I wish I could play like that. You know, I almost left you hanging there for a minute, and I thought, well, I'm not going to stop because, you know, it probably was okay. I just, you know, I just couldn't find the chord.
I know, that happens to me all the time.
I mean, I'm looking at it, but I know.
Well,
the fact that, I mean, the Jew company yourself, I guess you know how these
things.
Oh,
listen, it can be horrendous sometimes. I can be playing, and all of a sudden, I'm hitting one note, and the chord has nothing whatsoever to do with it. But I just make believe it does, and I can, because half the time, you know, people just they're so busy looking at me sitting at the piano, not thinking that I can do that, because I don't do it all the time. So sometimes I surprise people, so they don't hear the bad notes. Sometimes.
Well, I mean, you're a fine musician. You know how to take the whatever you play and just play the chords so that it works out.
Thank goodness, yes.
That's
indeed.
What happens.
Yes.
Meanwhile, I want to see you do both your things, play and sing another number.
Oh.
And this is a Duke thing that I don't know too well. I never felt this way before.
Yeah, it's a great... I have a story about this. He came when I was playing in Chicago at a club. He came, and this is many, many years ago. And his band was in town. And he came in to see me, which really thrilled me. Because I was just an intermission pianist. There was, I don't know, I was either Jackie and Roy were the headliners or Anita O'Day, because I used to be intermission pianist for these folks in Chicago. Anyway, he came in to see me, and I asked him would he play something for me, because, you know, I wanted to show him off, you know. So he got up on the stand, he played something, a few things, and I said, play a song of yours that I love, and I play a lot, and I'd like to hear you play. I haven't heard you play. And I said, play, I never felt this way before. He said, how does it go? Well, I said, get down off of that stand. I'll play it. And I went up and played it for him.
Oh, that's too much.
I'll do it for you now.
Okay.
Never felt this way before. I met you. You took my heart, and what is more, I let you. I fell in love too often. I can't deny, but my heart didn't soften till you came by. Then I discovered you between romances. I looked at you and read between your glances. This is one romance I can't ignore. I never felt this way before.
Doing.
looked at you and read between your glances, this is one romance I simply can't ignore. 'Cause I never felt this way. I never felt this way. I never felt this way before. Shoo, we shall away, away. You would ask me to do that.
You know, I'm having such a good time.
You are.
I really am. And it's, you know, it's a nice percussive touch. Oh, it's knocking me out.
Oh, thank you. You're very kind. I might never do this. This is another thing I might never do again.
Listen.
This and making films. Let me tell
Don't ever say never. You'd be surprised.
Oh, God.
You know what I'd love to do, Carmen, if it's all right with you, and that is to try to do an improvised, like a musical portrait of you. Could you go for that?
Oh, my God. I would be... I absolutely would. My gosh, that's very, very complimentary and very flattering to me.
Well, I'd just like to see if I could get all the different aspects of your personality. I'm going to try it anyway.
All right?
I'm
very anxious to hear it.
Okay, here goes. Thank you.
Marion, is that me? That's marvelous. I wouldn't believe it if somebody had if that's your conception of me, then I'm very flattered, and I cannot thank you enough. And you make me feel very, very good about that.
Well, a thing like that is really fun to do, Carmen. Let's you and I play something.
Okay.
What? I mean, just this time, just this one time, don't sing.
You just play so good, I just hate to get in your way, you know. What would you suggest we do?
Well, let's do, in another key.
As time goes by?
As time goes by.
Okay.
I'll start it out, and I'll just noodle.
Never done that before in my life.
Well, don't say you'll never do it again.
Well,
because we're going to do some more. In fact, I didn't want to stop. I wanted you to take another chorus because And you know what really felt nice was you accompanying me. I started to get selfish. I was going to say, keep that up, I'll do another chorus. Well, it's getting greedy.
I loved it. I enjoyed that.
Oh, boy.
I didn't think I was going to enjoy that, but I did.
You want to do another one real fast before the feeling goes away?
I don't know. You know, they're so... My piano is just that limited. I just can't think of too many songs to do.
It's so nice and so funky. It's like we could do, like... Don't play the blues, eh? Oh, my. And I love it. See. I was just thinking before you did that, Carmen McRae's playing, is it just a wee bit monkish here?
Yeah,
and there?
Everybody tells me that.
Well,
you
it
know,
is.
And it's a funny thing because I'm glad, I'm happy that, you know, if I have to be like somebody, that's because I love him. But I don't think of him when I'm playing. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes if you sound like someone, it's because you're really thinking of them and how they would do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's really not so. I just think I just happen to be in that. It's easy for me to do that, and it comes out like Monk, which is fine.
It's just, you know what it is. It's the sort of percussiveness, but your ideas are different, and you got into all kinds of little things. But when you did that, what is that thing? What's the name of that? Blue Monk. Blue Monk.
And I don't know what made me think of it.
It's a cute tune.
I love him.
There's more to come with Marianne McPartland and her guest, Carmen McRae, on this 1985 episode of Piano Jazz from NPR Music.
How about a Harold Arlen tune that you're going to sing and play?
Oh.
And I'm going to listen
to. I love Harold Arlen. There's a tune that Lena Horne does so very well. And she does it in that musical, that one-woman show called As Long As I Live. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me see what's going to happen with this boy. Maybe I can't live to love you as long as I want to. Life isn't long enough, baby, but I'm gonna love you as long as I live. Maybe I can't give you diamonds and things like I want to, but I can promise you, baby, I'm gonna wanna as long as I live. I never cared, but now I'm scared. I won't live long enough. That's why I wear my rubbers when it rains. Eat an apple every day and see the doctor anyway. What if I can't live to love you as long as I want to? Long as I promise you, baby, I'm gonna love you as long as I live. Now I'm scared I won't live long enough. That's why I wear my rubbers when it rains and eat an apple every day. See the doctor anyway. What if I can't live to love you as long as I want to? Long as I promise you, baby, I'm gonna love you as long as I live. I am gonna love you. I am gonna love you, baby. I promise to love you, pretty baby. Shibbidi-di-di-da-da. Shibbidi. I am gonna love you, baby, just as long as I live. Oh, well.
Oh, goodness. Well, let's you and I do one.
All
this
right.
is one of my favorite
yeah, you're gonna,
ballads.
You're going to accompany me this time, please.
Okay, yes.
Okay? What about, there's a lovely tune called Guess I'll Hang My Tears Out. You know that?
I love that. I love that song.
You know the verse?
Not really.
What about, let me do the verse a cappella.
All right.
The torch I carry is handsome. It's worth its heartache in ransom. And when the twilight steals, I know how the lady in the harbor
fields. When I want rain, I get sunny weather. I'm just as blue as the sky. Since love is gone, can't pull myself together. Guess I'll hang my tears out to dry. Friends ask me out, I tell them I'm busy. I got to get a new alibi. I sit at home and ask myself, who is she? I guess I'll hang my tears out to dry. Dry little teardrops, my little teardrops hanging on a string of dreams. Fly, little memories, you're my little memories, remind him of our crazy schemes. Somebody said you better forget about him, so I gave that treatment a try. Strangely enough, I got along without him. Then one day, he passed me right by. Oh, well, I guess I better hang my tears out to dry. A string of dreams. Fly, little memories. You're my little memories. Remind him of our crazy schemes. Somebody said, you had better forget about him. So I gave that treatment a try. Yes, I did, but I found out that, strangely enough, I got along without him. Then one day he passed me right by. Oh, well, I guess I'll hang my tears out to dry.
Ooh, that is some.
Oh, that's a great song.
Song. Huh? That's something else I have to ask you.
What?
Well, did you always do that? We were always able to improvise. It's like a horn, you know, within the song.
If you play an instrument, you just automatically do that, I think.
Well, of course, the way you do it is like nobody else. It's very special. It's
thank you.
Well, you're going to do another yourself now.
Oh, how did I get into this, Marion McPartland? Okay, let's see.
Don't say you'll never, because it's just going to be so
nice.
I
don't remember. You know, I don't know if I do this too well, because I haven't done this too in a long time. But I assure you, I got a lot of nerve. I'll try anything.
It's going to be great.
Let's see. All right. Was a lonely one till you. I don't know why I picked this tune. I used to lie awake and wonder if there could be a someone in this wide, wide world just meant for me. Now I see I never gave my love till you. I should have saved my love, see what I mean? Till you. And with my lonely heart demanding it, Cupid took a hand in it. I hadn't anyone. I hadn't anyone. I hadn't anyone. I hadn't anyone until I had you. Shoo, shoo. I'm gonna get out of this real quick. Oh God! You know how it's so hard to play and sing. For me, it's not easy. And even though I've been doing it all these years, I still, sometimes it's a breeze, but most of the time, it's awfully hard to coordinate your hands and your mouth and your brain all going at one time, you know, and have it come out like a piece of silk or a piece of cake or something.
Well, that's how you started, Carmen, wasn't it? Didn't you start doing it at Minton's yet?
Oh, yes. Tony Scott had a band. He was very, very kind to me, Tony, and got Teddy Hill, who was running Minton's at the time, to let me come in to learn how to be a stand-up singer, because I had been sitting down at the piano for, you know, 5 or 6 years.
See, playing. Now then, were you glad to get away from the piano? Was it sort of liberating, or did you feel...
Oh, I loved it. I never wanted to play piano. That, you know, I liked to play. I mean, I didn't want to make it a career. You know, I really wanted to sing. That was my primary thing from the beginning. And I found out at one time of my life that being able to play was really a help for me, because I got a job doing that. And doing that, I did that for about 5.5 years. Really helped me when I stood up to sing. You know, I knew just what I didn't know what to do with my hands. I wanted to cut them off. But I'm speaking about vocally, and I knew what to do. You know,
I've always felt that a singer is so at the mercy of the piano player that it, isn't it a kind of a scary experience sometimes?
Not if you get a good piano player like you.
I mean, if you don't say just for once, you don't get one. I just wondered if you had any wise words for.
Oh yes, I tell them to get up and I sit down and play and accompany myself. That's the wise word I have.
I'll tell you, that's great.
That has saved my life many, many, many times. So it's, you know, it's okay. Listen, Marion.
I'm listening.
We've been friends for a long time, right?
Yes.
would you do something for me, play something for me that I like very much, that we don't hear enough of these days?
I'd like to. I hope it's something I know.
Oh, I'm sure. I know. Everybody knows this song. It's written by Gershwin, and it's called Embraceable You. I love that tune, and I'd love to hear your version of it.
You know, it's funny. That's a tune I never play. I'm just glad you thought of that, because maybe I haven't played it in so long I can think of something nice to do with it.
Okay. That was really beautiful. See? Aren't you glad I asked you to play that?
I am. It's funny. Sometimes the simplest song is sitting there just waiting for you to name it. And,
right.
And I go around in my brain thinking of something
right.
complicated.
It's so pretty. Nobody. And I find myself sometimes singing it too in clubs, you know. Because when I sit down at the piano, when I say to people, I'd like to sit at the piano and play and sing something for you, 9 times out of 10, I don't know what in the world I'm going to do. And I sit down and I piddle and piddle around. You know? And then something pops into my head. And every now and then that tune pops in. because it's so pretty.
Well, let it keep popping, because, boy, that is some tune.
Dang, yes, it's lovely.
You know, Carmen, this time has gone by, and I just hate for it to end. I'm having
a
good time.
I do too, Mary. It's been a lot of fun.
So, well, let's wind up with one tune that you'll sing, and I'll play. But
okay.
If you feel like playing on it too.
No,
you,
I'm not going to play.
You can put your 10 cents in.
I am not going to play. I'm through playing. You got it, lady.
All right. I see you put down the lid of the piano.
Absolutely. That means
nervy.
Over and out.
All right. Well, this is... I just want to say thank you, and I really appreciate you being here. I'll say all this. Now we'll play the tune.
Okay, thank you. It's been my pleasure.
Give me the
okay.
tempo for that.
One, two, one, two, three. I look at you and suddenly something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching me. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the skies. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the night blazing their light can't hold a candle to your razzle dazzle. You have got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. I wanna cry, I wanna croon, I wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the night blazing their light can't hold a candle to your razzle dazzle. You have got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. I wanna cry, I wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, old devil moon deep in your eyes blinds me with love. Old devil moon deep in your eyes blinds me with love.
You've just heard Piano Jazz with Marian McPartland and her guest from 1985, Carmen McRae. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. The producer is Dick Phipps. Recording engineer Chuck Britz. Mastering engineer Sherry Hutchinson. Production assistant Charles Ball. Executive producer William D. Hay. We love to hear from you. Our email address is pj@scetv.org. To learn more about the artists and music on Piano Jazz, visit our website, pianojazz.npr.org. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the Friends of Piano Jazz, NPR member stations, and NPR. Support for this episode's original production was provided by a grant from Exxon Corporation. Support for the digital archiving of Piano Jazz was provided by Save America's Treasures through a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Park Service Department of the Interior. Support for NPR comes from the Lemelson Foundation, committed to improving lives through invention in the U.S. and developing countries, on the web at lemelson.org, and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age. This is NPR.